It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Going to break tradition on a tax day. Real Country Flashback a little bit. Normally, on this date, we do Willie Nelson. But for another song, kind of in the same vein of a tax day, to the year
1978.
And a little Johnny Paycheck.
I'd give the shirt right off of my back.
You know where this
is. I had the guts to say.
No.
Take this job and shove it.
Haven't done this.
I ain't working here no
in a good while. Take this job and shove it. Number one for Johnny Paycheck, one of two in his career, his sordid career, came in 1978, and it was written by, well, we'll get to that, because I always thought it was so incredibly ironic that a guy whose name was Paycheck got his biggest signature song with a song like this about taking his job and shoving it. His real name was, of course, Donald Little, which didn't really roll off the tongue. And then he started under the stage name early in his career in the 60s to Donnie Young, but then changed it again to Don Young, and then finally changed it to Johnny Paycheck. A lot of people thought it was just a knockoff of Johnny Cash, but it wasn't. It was actually named after a Golden Gloves boxer in Iowa.
Oh,
yeah,
Iowa. Very Dubuque.
But prior to his name change, Donald Johnny Paycheck had been reasonably successful as a backup musician and, you know, backup vocalist for Porter Wagoner, Farron Young, George Jones, Ray Price, and in that time period became a songwriter, too. Wrote big hits for Tammy Wynette. In fact, Tammy's first ever number one. And George Jones' top five hit along the way, too. But Johnny Paycheck was seeing the success of the outlaw movement and the Shaggy Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson thing, and he was like, I bet I could do that. In fact, I'm going to do that. In fact, largely as a bit, he got all shaggy, scruffy, because he wasn't really in with those guys, but he still got grouped with him because it kind of looked like him. And then he said, I'm going to act like him. And then got in all sorts of trouble along the way just to perpetuate the image. In fact, he got him a 9.5-year prison sentence at one point.
Oh.
Yeah, Paycheck served 2 years of that. But he didn't write this song. It came from another free spirit. David Allen Coe.
Oh.
Yeah, that adds up, doesn't it?
So take this job and shove it.
Yeah. And this all came from, famously, an interview. At some point, somebody asked David Allen Coe a question and said, would you ever want to be a fireman? Because I would, that's the first thing I would ever ask David Allen Coe if I ever got the opportunity.
Okay.
He responded and said, no, they can take that job and shove it. Thought that was a pretty good line. Mm. Made a pretty good song out of it. In fact, got Johnny Paycheck a Grammy nomination. So on a tax day, Johnny.
Take this job and shove it. I ain't working.